of 2026. At approximately 9 a.m., I'm out on the church parking lot. There I'm working on one of our Sunday school buses. We have a large bus fleet. We have several people that do maintenance on our buses. I was swapping out the batteries on bus number 48. By that, you have dead batteries. I'm putting new batteries on the bus. So while I'm working on our bus fleet, the individual across the street, one of the men across the street, is walking up and down the shoulder parallel with the bus, which is about 100 yards to my south right now, or 100 yards to my east. And while this individual is walking up and down the shoulder of the road, he's shouting vulgarities, profanities, and very nasty words towards my person, toward myself. And while I'm working on this particular bus, he said, "Tony," I'm quoting him, he said, "Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape all of your grandchildren." And he said, "The next time you go out of town, I'm going to kill them. And what the F are you going to do about it?" End quote. This has gone on for years now. Behind me are several witnesses who can attest to what was said. They have video. They have made numerous complaints to the police and the sheriff's department. Our church represents 27 nationalities. Every nationality that comes to this church comes for a safe place of refuge, a place of worship. Many recovering addicts who come for a place of worship. They are constantly stalked by these individuals across the street. They are constantly intimidated with threats of bodily harm. There's not a person that's come to this church that's standing behind me in this meeting today who hasn't been called the racial slurs of the N-word. Their children have been screamed and shouted with vulgarities. As a shepherd, I have not allowed the sheep to attack the wolves for what was said to them. I've given you a complete and true statement of what happened yesterday. I can't allow a man to rape my wife. I can't allow a man to rape my grandchildren. I will not allow a man to murder my children when I'm gone. The next time you leave, I'm going to kill your family. What the F are you going to do about it? At this time, I'm going to turn the press conference over to my attorney. I have complete confidence in Jeffrey Wittenbrink. He's been my representation for 6 years. And if he wants to take questions, he will. If he allows me to, I will. Jeff Wittenbrink, thank you.
Good afternoon. Is everybody doing okay? I don't know if anybody has any questions. I just want to say it's sad. I think we've had a failure of law enforcement. And it may be that there's a gap in the law. It may be it's perfectly permissible for someone to shout vulgarities and grab their body parts and flash you and make threats of rape or bodily harm or actually even to kill somebody. Maybe that's perfectly legal. God knows that these poor folks over here have complained many, many times. We've tried to get a meeting. It looks like the meeting was just a little bit too late. I think that these folks have been pressing this and trying to instigate some kind of problem here at the church for years. They don't like the church. They've made that clear. They've complained about every single thing about the church and have initiated complaints from everything from the music to the lights and don't care for us. The man that's the head of the household over there told the French media that if he could solve the problem, if he could have a Kalashnikov, he could solve the problem. And that's what we're dealing with these folks. So it's a sad day to have to be here. I will tell you that every man has his limits, And it's sad when you get pushed to that point. Certainly sad for a pastor and man of the cloth. And I just want to tell you, it's certainly a failure of the laws and our enforcers to keep the peace. Because all these folks want to do is go to church in peace and live in peace. And when you have to endure being called racial names, when you have to endure threats of violence and rape, you know, it's intolerable after a certain point. So, do you have any questions? Yes, sir.
Pastor Spittle, what would you say to the people that believe that the physical reaction that you had doesn't reflect what a pastor or a man of the cloth represents? What would you say to them?
My response, and I'll allow my attorney to answer to this as well, but my response to that is, 30 years ago, I asked my father-in-law for my wife's hand in marriage. For 19 years, my father-in-law was the natural protector of my wife, Shay. I knelt down in the gravel, I asked for her hand in marriage, he consented. He said, up to this point, I provided for her financially, I provided for her spiritually, I've given her a roof over her head, I protected her. Now that job is yours. As the natural protector, I have an obligation to protect my wife from would-be rapists. As the natural protector, I have an obligation and a duty to protect life, liberty, threats of bodily harm. So to the people that think this was a bridge too far, you can determine that. This will be determined in a court of law. But the answer is, as a natural protector to my wife and to my grandchildren who were threatened murder, who were threatened rape, I have a duty and an obligation to protect them as a, number one, I'm a husband. Number two, I'm a father. Number three, I'm a pastor who shepherds his flock. It's not the job of the sheep to attack wolves. It's the job of the shepherd to protect his sheep. You're not going to rape my wife. I can't allow you to do that. You're not going to rape my grandchildren and me live with the cloud over my head that if I leave, my children and wife are unprotected. I have a duty and an obligation to do what I did.
Also, to my understanding, is that this has been a problem for quite some time. Have you all filed any reports to either Central Police or the U.S.
It's my understanding there have been many, many complaints filed with the Central City Police and with the Sheriff's Office. We also know that the Central City Police are friends with these folks across the street. When Pastor Spell was being surveilled 24/7, it was with the help of the man across the street. That was the nature of the interview that he gave to the French media. He had a bank of monitors in his home and a huge row of cameras, including a large industrial-scale camera that could see from across the street all the way into the pulpit of this church just through these windows. So powerful electronic equipment used to monitor Pastor Spell 24/7, and a lot of it came from this church, with the help and the support of the Central Police Department. Unfortunately, they've gotten away with it. And so there's, but yes, there's been problems. Now, even before that, though, those folks would, again, like I said, complain about the music, complain about the lights, anything they could do to complain about the church or make things unhappy. And then it has progressed to where they're doing these daily obscenities to people who just want to come and worship and go to church. I mean, how depraved is that? How depraved is that that you have an individual that wants to make these kind of ugly gestures to people that are just trying to come in and pray and be together as a community of faith? It's a terrible thing.
I do know when I spoke to Chief Corcoran, he, I guess according to his records, that they only had one report, and that was one that was recently made last month.
That's incredibly unbelievable.
But the answer is, and I'll respond to that, that would be an indictment against the chief, because how many is needed? Is it one enough? But there have been more than one. Once is enough.
I did a FOIA request this morning, and he only had one, and it's not complete yet.
It's still being under investigation, as well as we've looked into it. We're concerned citizens of Central. I've lived here my entire life, and the city did not install any cameras across the street. That had nothing to do with Central PD.
We just want to set the record straight.
All right.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you aware of the new law passed by the legislature this past session that would make it a crime in the state of Louisiana?